Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Episode 109, Survive, Strive, Thrive. Not an easy one to say. Survive, Thrive, Survive, Strive and Thrive. Survive, Strive and Thrive. So basically, this is about, you know, it depends on what stage you're at, by the way. You could be on the survival stage, the striving stage, or the thriving stage. And there's three different stages. You've got to crawl before you're able to walk. So, you know, sometimes you need to get yourself out of bother before you can start actually really working on your goals. What do I mean by that? Well, I just mean that if you're in a bit of a crap situation at the moment, whether you things aren't going great, or your life situation's not great, or you are in debt, you need to survive first before you can start really going after the goals that you want to go after. So you do what you have to do. Like with your goals, you need to set out actionable steps to be able to survive. So if it's clearing debts, you need to have a plan put in place to be able to clear those debts, whether you hit the largest one first, whether you go with all the small ones and snowball them into the larger one, whether you consolidate all your debt together and negotiate a lower rate. But you need to have a plan. If you find yourself in a survival situation, that's what you're going to have to do. It's kind of like, you know, when you're born, you don't have any survival skills. So, you know, you have to just grow and get to the stage until you're obviously you're bigger, and you're able to think for yourself and you're able to survive for yourself. So if you find yourself in that kind of a situation, it could be, you know, work related, it could be relationship wise, you could literally be in survival mode when it comes to your finances and any your career in any area of your life, that you need to first survive, do what you have to do to get to the next stage. The next stage is a hell of a lot more fun. I suppose the next stage, striving, starts at zero. So the surviving starts at, you're at a minus number. And I'm not just talking about monetarily. You're at a minus number. You're at a disadvantage. You're behind. You need to better yourself to be able to get to zero. Now, if you're at the zero stage right now, that's great. You don't have to worry about the survival. You can just go straight to striving. So striving is knowing what you want and working towards getting it. Whether it's working harder, you know, changing career, whether it's further education. Striving is basically where probably the majority of people listening to this are right now. And that is working on becoming more successful, working on your future, working on a brighter future, working on yourself. And basically anticipating and planning, improving your life. So striving, we're most alive, I feel, when we're striving towards something. That's what helps you get out of bed. When you're striving for something, and that's fine if that something makes you nervous, it's fine if it gives you a little bit of anxiety, as long as it's manageable. These are the things that make you realize that what you're striving for is worthwhile. Sometimes if it's bigger than you are, you feel it's bigger than you are. If you feel it's a little bit beyond you, you know, that's an excellent goal. Because if you do achieve it, you'll have a brand new benchmark. And you will also then be able to build on it and go to the next stage that you thought you'd never get to. Martial arts is like that with the different belts. When people join and they are automatically a white belt, they can't actually envision the day that they get to black belt. They can't even, it's probably not even a goal for a lot of people, because it's just their subconscious can't accept that they could actually strive for one belt after another and get to black belt. And that's exactly how you do it. Like a ladder, every club is different, has a different color system. But when someone gets a yellow belt, a white belt with us, and they go on to yellow belt next, then it's orange, then it gets a bit darker, purple, then it goes blue, then it goes green, Then we have three browns and black belt. So if someone joins at white belt, they can't, their subconscious can't accept that, you know, that there's any realm of possibility that they could be a black belt. But then they get a yellow belt. They still probably don't really think that they could get a black belt. Then orange, then purple, then blue. And it starts to really creep into their mind. It starts to become a want. It starts to become a goal that, you know what, I can actually do this. And that's when it's set out as a goal. So that's when, so white belt is kind of like you've got to survive first. You've got to get through the basics and get to the first belt before you can start striving and then hopefully thriving. So thriving is you know, the most enjoyable, well, argue. I suppose that's down to perception. Striving, there's a lot of success, there's a lot of feeling alive and striving. Thriving is what people think is most enjoyable, and that is when you have all your eggs well evenly distributed, not in the one basket, where you have lots of different pillars of strength in your life. You've got multiple streams of income, or you have basically you've got your shit together. That's when you're thriving, when you are reaping what you sow. Now, that can come for people at a lot later stage in life. Me, right now, I'm not at the thriving stage, and I don't want to be at the thriving stage because I'm enjoying the striving stage too much. So for me, thriving is kind of like I'm nearly ready to retire, or I'm nearly ready to totally hang up the gloves and get ready for a quieter life. And I don't want a quieter life at the moment, so... But I envision that it's going to happen in the future. There'll come a day that I'll want a little bit of a quieter life, and I'll want to literally just thrive amongst everything that hopefully I've created, or just even sit back and go, do you know what? I did this, I did that, I did the other, and I actually surprised myself. And I probably, when I stop and reflect, have done more than I thought I was going to do, or more than I realize I have done, because we're all very poor at taking the time to acknowledge our wins and to kind of reflect on our successes and to give a couple of moments of gratitude. But thriving is really when you can, well, can you still strive and thrive? You know, that's a hard one, because you kind of need to be hungry to be striving. And I think when you're thriving, you've given up a little bit of the hunger. You've given up a little bit of a chase. Of course, you can still accumulate and you can still do things that you want to do. But I think you're more now at the stage of wealth retention than wealth creation. Now, when I say wealth, I know it has connotations of money, but I'm not necessarily talking about money. But I think you're at a retention as opposed to creation phase, which is well and fine, which is great. And hopefully I'll really enjoy that when I get there. And hopefully you will too. You might have to survive first, then you start striving, and then hopefully you'll get to thriving should you wish to do so. Everybody listening is at a completely different stage. You know, in one of those three are a completely different point. You could be on the bottom of the ladder, the mid-level of the ladder, or the higher part of the ladder of surviving. The same with striving, and the same with thriving. You got to start somewhere, one foot in front of the other. Momentum will carry you on through. But you have to make sure that you know what you want. And I've done plenty of episodes on goal setting. But, you know, it can be very hard to set your goals if you're still in the survival mode. So you have to get yourself out of that to be able to strive. And then sometimes it comes a point that you can't be as risky, or you shouldn't be taking the risks, or there's no need to be enduring the hardship that you might still be experiencing in the striving phase, and literally just enjoy the thriving phase and everything that you have built up, or everything that you have set out. I hope that helps. I hope it gives you some kind of food for thought, and I hope it helps you along your path, whatever that may be. Please message me anytime, send me a message, and I will most certainly get back to you, and I will review everything that I'm sent. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.